All right.
Love
good morning,
Talk
good morning, good morning.
Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Lock and Talk on the Bassa News Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow today. I'm your host, Barry Barnes, founder and CEO of Lockandreport.com. You guys can always reach me directly with any one of my social handles on Twitter, Locker_report. Also, you're checking me out at 2B Sports, start with the number 2, Instagram, Lockery Report 100, awesome, all caps, excuse me, Facebook, lockreport.com, or you can simply shoot me a message via email at barrybarnes@locker-report.com. All right, thank you for tuning in. I hope everybody is enjoying their Friday morning like I am. The sun is out, hopefully wherever you are in these United States of America, that you guys are safe, you made it to on your destinations fine, and that you guys are ready for this weekend, and also ready for week 3 of the NFL. I definitely am. Last night kicked off week 3 with Jacksonville Jaguars playing some great ball. They've been pretty much consistent after week 1. Last week they shut out the Texans pretty much. The Texans still pulled that game out. But despite Nick Foles going down, you know, have a young quarterback, rookie quarterback, Matthew coming in to carry this team. And the offense looked sharp last night. So it's going to be really, really interesting to see how things will unfold, knowing that when Nick Foles come back, you know, where the progression with their young quarterback, how that's going to, you know, play out, so to speak. But that's what the NFL was so great, that everything plays out eventually on the field. So it's going to be interesting seeing how things move forward for Jacksonville. Okay, today's show is going to be great as usual. Talk a little bit about what's going to happen, what to look forward to towards week 3. Touch briefly on what happened last week involves in terms of the guys from the NFL Regional Combine. And if you, the first time listen to this show is dedicated to the NFL Regional Combine platform, where it's unknown talent that did not get a shot necessarily to be in front of scouts. So they have these workouts that the league put together with NFL football operations to bring in some small school talents, or some guys that was looked over, and help bridge them towards an NFL career. And so that's the vein, I like to say, that operates in that big body that's known as the NFL. Talk about things like that. So when I talk about how things related from week 2 to week 3 in terms of the NFL Regional Combine, that is what I'm talking about. So talk briefly about that, what happened last week. However, for the rest of this show, I'm going to focus on my outlist. And my outlist are the overlooked unknown talents for the 2020 NFL season. Last month, I touched on the offensive players, and now finally got through the defensive players. So after working and looking at videos and watching more tape and researching all the, you know, as many of the unknown talents as far as into your Division 2s primarily, with your teams that's in the FCS, and that all brings into even with your HBCUs. So I have quite a few players even from the historical black colleges. So really looking forward to talking about that for the remainder of the show. So we're going to go right through this show. And the best part about this, you know, doing this, talking about football, is that I can give you guys some good, solid information. Last week, we talked about, well, I'm going to jump into last week. Last week wasn't too much that happened for us with the platform. A lot of the guys, you know, were either injured or they didn't get as much playing time last week, which is fine. Sometimes that happens, you know, because teams make their adjustments during the course of the week, and that is A-okay. You know, totally understand that. But Adam Thielen going up against the Minnesota Vikings, going up against the Packers. They had a tough outing last week. They started to catch fire towards the end of the game, and that's when you saw how the Packers was able to pull out and hold off the Vikings for trying to make that real strong comeback to give us all something to talk about, which would have been great to see. There's nothing like seeing comeback. So that was one of the things that happened last week. So not too much on that front. Now, moving forward towards week three, some information, some things to look out for. And I said at the beginning of this season that I'm going to talk about each week certain things to look out for heading into that playing week of the NFL. Now, I just start off with, how can I say this in some good words? Something has to give. In the Super Bowl era, only two players over the first two games of a season had started with at least 7 touchdown passes, no interceptions, and a completion percentage of 70 or higher. And these two players I'm talking about, the marquee matchup with the Baltimore Ravens and Kansas City Chiefs. The two players are the quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes. They're going to meet Sunday at 1 o'clock in Arrowhead, and that's going to be Kansas City's home opener. So the fans there in Kansas City is going to be lit. Now, I was in Kansas City early in the summer, and I tell you, it was as if the football season was still going on, because that place, that city is rocking right now for Kansas City. So that's going to be really interesting to see how that's going to unfold. Now, as far as the information about that game, with 3 more touchdown passes and no interceptions against the Ravens, Mahomes can join join more elite company. And his elite company is talking about players with at least 3 touchdown passes, no interceptions in each of the team's first 3 games beginning the season of the NFL history. So this is dating back to last year when Mahomes first started. So if he is able to go 3 games, this meaning the 3rd game, week 3, if he go and throw 3 touchdowns and no interceptions this game, he would join the likes of Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning did this in 2010 and 2011, how he was able to start the first 3 games with the 3 touchdowns and no interceptions. So that's something to watch out for with that. Also with Patrick Mahomes, he's going to play in his 20th NFL game on Sunday. No player has ever had more passing yards, 6,202 yards, or passing touchdowns, 57, or a high passer rating of 114.5 at a minimum of 100 attempts over his 20 games. Mahomes has established this mark in just 19 games. With 300 yards this week against the Ravens, he can break Hall of Fame, Pro Football Hall of Famer Kurt Warner's mark of the most 300-yard passing games over a player's first 20 games. So it's going to be a really something to see with Patty Mahomes doing that. So when you guys watching that, and if he's on the part of your fantasy league, you want to see him put up big numbers, but let's see him put up big numbers not only for fantasy but for history. I would love to see that young man break, you know, join the likes of that, because right now he is well on his way to accomplish something that's really, really, really great. And also in that game, milestone as far as coaching wise, Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid needs a 1 more victory to surpass Pro Football Hall of Famer Chuck Noll. Chuck Noll have a record, and Chuck Noll, as we all know, that he is a legendary head coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers that coached the Steelers to those 4 glorious championships during the 70s when they was the team of the decade. So that's who Chuck Noll was. He had a winning record of 209, losses, he was 156 and had 1 tie for his solo possession. And right now, Chuck Noll sits 6th all time in the winning list, including the postseason. If Andy Reid beat and the Chiefs beat Baltimore this Sunday, he will actually surpass Chuck Noll, and then he'll set his eyes locked in on Earl. It's going to be kind of Earl Lombardi, as we all know, is Vince Lombardi. So he'll be the next person that he's going to target, and he'll probably, if he continue to win, it's a good chance he probably leap past Vince Lombardi next year, considering that the Chiefs continue to stay hot. Okay, so there are some of the things to watch out for going to Week 3. You listen to Locker Talk on the Bachelor News Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow today. Contact me at Sheepman Matches anytime via any one of my social handles, Twitter, Locker_Report, or 2B Sports, Instagram, Locker Report, 100 All Small Caps, Facebook, LockReport.com, or just simply shoot me a message via email at BarryBarnes@Locker-Report.com. And speaking of that email, someone shot me a message this week and asked me about the Jalen Ramsey situation, about how do I feel about him going to the Chiefs. Well, first of all, it's not a done deal. That's just speculation that was created by the media, thinking that there would be a good spot and things like that. So we really don't know. But my answer to the person sending that email, what my thoughts and my feelings about that and where he's going to land, my answer is I don't care. I don't care where Jalen Ramsey go. He can stay in Jacksonville. He can go to whoever. It doesn't matter because he didn't come through the NFL Regional Combine platform. So I really don't really care about it. And no matter where he's going to go, the Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl anyway. So that's my answer about Jalen Ramsey. I don't care where he goes. He didn't come through the pipeline that I associate myself with in regards to the NFL. And speaking of which, Week 3, little thin, so to speak. There's a lot of scenarios that's out there, but the ones that I'm paying attention to and so far did not change with one player, with Keelan Cole, who's the wide receiver of the Jacksonville Jaguars, who has not been targeted this season thus far. And last night did see him on the field. It's definitely a mystery to me to see how this young talented receiver have not been targeted at least once this year. So it's going to be interesting seeing how things work out with him down in Jacksonville. Mike Thomas, wide receiver for the Los Angeles Rams, not the Mike Thomas for the Saints. You know, Mike Thomas, the Saints is a beast. But the Mike Thomas that's with the Los Angeles Rams, he's pretty talented too. The only thing is, since he came into the league in 2016, who came through the process in the NFL Regional Combine, we worked him out down in New Orleans, that since he'd been in the NFL, he battled with injuries. And last year, he started the season when he was suspended for the first four games before violating the league's substance abuse policy. So Mike really did not get a chance to really showcase his talent. And since then, with his up and down track record, so to speak, the Rams had got deep in their wide receiving core. And so this preseason was really critical for him to show that he can play along with this receiver core that the Rams have. And so he put on a fantastic preseason, earned a spot on the active roster, and starting the season so far, just like Keelan Cole in Jacksonville, he has not received a target yet. Hopefully it's going to change Sunday when they go against the Browns. He primarily returns kickoffs. He's pretty much as a return guy, but sometimes he do get on the field. He is a speedster. I'm looking out forward to seeing him have some action out there this year. And as far as with the Washington Redskins, they have a couple of players, but the one to watch out for is their rookie linebacker. His name is Cole Mahomes, and you guys have heard me talk about this rookie since we worked him out this year when he was in Kansas City, when the Washington Redskins drafted him in the fifth round, 173rd overall, and he instantly became a starter for the Washington Redskins. And so far in just two games, he had 14 tackles, and he's been pretty much the Mike linebacker on the field for the Washington Redskins. And this Monday night, he gets to go against the Chicago Bears, trying to put his hands on or stop Mitch Trubisky, which is not really that difficult to do. But it's going to be really interesting to see how he's going to be able to prepare to get to him. And also on the defense side of the ball, who I believe I know that we have Josh Norman there, but Quentin Dunbar is a legit defensive back in this league who once was a wide receiver, came through the process in 2015. He is going to be out there as well to help make things difficult for the Bears. And then on the other side of the ball, the Rams have two studs over there. You know, we have Roy Robinson Harris. He's going to get his hands on Case Keenum. It's going to happen. And then we see Abdul Anderson. When you see that defensive tackle get on the field, so it's going to be really interesting to see how things will work out for both those squads, knowing that on the defense side of the ball, that we have some NFL regional combine guys. Now, to the outlets. Created the outlets last year and how it worked out to, I ain't gonna say it worked out to perfection, but it did some great stuff because there were some players that would have been would have had an opportunity to go to the NFL regional combine. But because the front office had changed the format last year, some of the players that normally would attend that workout was not able to. So to assist to go along with those players that's looking to get in front of some scouts, that's when I came up with my list called the Out List. And the Out List last year, far as with the entire list, I believe had 93 players that were combined, both offense and defense, that are put together for the Out List. And as far as on the defense side of the ball, the total, out of that 96, 11 players had received invites. Actually, 17 guys made invites, but 11 of those guys made it through the preseason. But through that roster, with the players going into the regular season this year, there were 7, and 2 of those guys was on the defense side of the ball. And when the 2 players was JT Hansel, who was at Florida Tech, Division II school. He's with the Cleveland Browns. And then you have Kazar Daniels, who went to Charleston, West Virginia, who's with the Tampa Bay Bucks. He's on the IR, but he's still on the team nonetheless. And so with this compiled out list, have some really good talented players that's on there that I'm really excited about, some more than others. And this is just a preseason look. So this is not my definite list that will carry on after the collegiate league, because I'm going to do another piece, and some of these players' names that's on the list will fall off, and some players that were not on the preseason list can actually make the out list. And that will be the list that I will stick with and follow and cover these guys till they get to the NFL, and then eventually cover their entire career. So that's what the outlist portion is about. And if you're just joining the show, the outlist is called the Overlooked Unknown Talents List. Instead of having a watch list, everybody have a watch list, but I just wanted to do something different. Still the same, but change the name and give a little bit more meaning towards it. Okay, now, last year, there were 83 Division II players in the league. And out of those 83 players, 17 of those players were defensive backs, which is the most by position from Division II level. And so they had 17 players there. And one of those guys who actually came through the NFL regional combine process was Kenny Moore, who came from Division II college and signed a 4-year extension worth $30 million, and he can max it out to $36 million. He came through the NFL regional combine process in 2016, and he's had experienced nothing but success since being in the NFL. So now we're going to jump right into the defensive backs, because that's what the show, as far as the talent pool, so to speak. You can never have enough of defensive players for an NFL roster, because they want to build that. And as far as starting off with the defensive backs, have a guy named Joshua Danielson from Brockport. Now, Joshua, no, this is Donaldson. He bounced around to a couple of teams, and he's going to finish out his collegiate career where he's at now at Brockport. 6 foot, 195 pounds. I would like to say he's a pure shutdown corner. He don't have a lot of big numbers, guarding numbers as far as defensive back, because quarterbacks really do not throw towards that young man's side of the field. He have great feet, have decent hands. He positions his body very well. He's very instinctive, have solid pad level for his position, meaning that he can, when it's time for him to bring impact or tackle, he get his shoulders down low enough where he can actually thrust and use his hips and his legs to get the power that he needs to make a tackle or make a hit. And for someone in his position to get as low to meet a ball carrier or a pass catcher or sometimes even a quarterback, low enough where he can make an impact to bring in a stop, because he oftentimes have solo tackles, which is really key for a defensive back, knowing that your defensive back is your last resort of a stop if someone was to break out into the open field. So he's able to do that. He's very disciplined. He's confident, has a very high football IQ, and I like to say this young man is polished for where he's at and what he's doing right now in collegiate football. Hopefully it'll carry on. Now we have some Ivy League guys on this list too, so it's going to be really interesting to see how these guys work out. And so a lot of Ivy League guys do make it to the NFL and do experience great success. And the first one off the board, pretty much, well, he's not from an Ivy League school, but I'll get to that part. We have a guy named Luke Sennett from Butler, who's 6'1", 205 pounds. He's a second team RPFL. Fundamentally sound, good feet, has strong hands. He's strong, and he loves to hit. Very instinctive, quick. He will sell his body out for play, which is very important. He's very intense, and he finished last year with 104 tackles in just 11 games. So this kid is a baller. Then we have another guy named Gene Buzzell from Northeastern State, 5'11", 195 pounds. He earned all MIAA honorable mention last year. Very instinctive. He has a linebacker's mentality because he loves to hit. He plays the run extremely well, very physical, has a high motor. A spirited young man, covers well. Only thing is, if I have a knock, he do not turn his head around consistently. That's one of the things he has to work on. But that's something that, because that's what scouts will look at. When they look at his tape, they're going to look at his film. He has everything else that you would like, that you would love in a cornerback, but they got to whip their head around. So hopefully he'll make that change this year in the senior year. Very balanced, fundamentally sound in his tackling. He finished with 99 tackles last year to lead his team. Isaiah Swan from Dartmouth, 6 foot, 190 pounds. He's a consensus All-American selected by Associated Press in last year in 2018. He breaks on the ball well, so he'll come out his he can drop, he can step into a ball, to cut off a receiver for trying to make a play. So he will play the ball to the tee. So he's looking to create turnovers. He has good timing, very patient, have great hands, good feet, discipline. He reads the quarterback very well. Smart, quick, aggressive. He finished with 39 tackles, 9 interceptions, including 18 pass defenses. Manny Patterson from Maine, 5'10", 190 pounds. He himself was Stats FCA's All-American first teamer. He plays the deep ball very well. That's a knack that he has in the NFL. These guys, the quarterbacks, want to go deep. So he can play the deep ball very well. Has good feet, decent hands. He plays with control. So he's not erratic. He's not trying to do something outside of the scheme. So he's playing within control, which shows a lot of poise and discipline there. He's solid at man-to-man coverage. He's physical. He's strong. He finished last year with 47 tackles, 3 interceptions, including 25 passes defended. Another young man who came across my radar just a little later, but later is better than nothing. So we have a guy named Kirkwin McKeven Jr. from Southeastern University, 6'1", 195 pounds. He has strong hands. He's quick. He uses his body very well, good hands and feet, very fiery, very intense. He turns his hips very well. He has good closing speed, aggressive but very patient, if it makes any sense. He gets his head around, which is very important, and he has good speed. The school with Southeastern University, that's a part of the NAIA, which is outside the NCAA, but their skill set is equivalent to Division II. So this young man is definitely one of those guys that had made this list. Adonis Davis from Abilene Christian. Remember that school? I'm going to talk about this school again. 5'11", 185 pounds. He never gives up on the play. Very patient. He tracks the ball very well. Great closing speed. My goodness. He will close in on the receiver so fast. It's remarkable because he understands angles. Have good hands, good feet. Covers well. He for his size, you know, 5'11", he's still a good big size for a quarterback. He do not shy away from contact. He's strong. He uses his body very well. He finished last year with 26 tackles, 4 interceptions, including 5 pass defense. Will Warner from Drake. Now, check this out. Big corner. 6'3", 205 pounds. Very intense. He's a savvy individual. Great hands and feet. Good vision. Solid closing speed as well. He is a playmaker. He played the center of the field very well. So you see him as a safety, a free safety that can play deep. So he played the center field very well. He's good over the top. So those pass, those guys that go deep in the league, he will be that one that will meet you at the end. And that free safety is streaking. He has the speed to get to it, so he plays that position very well. He finished last year with 45 tackles and 8 interceptions. Second in the FCS, including 12 pass defense. You listen to Locker Talk on the Bassett News Radio, where you hear Ready News Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow, today, and you're getting a fresh glimpse of it right now. Okay, next player, DeJoyner Nesbitt from Tennessee State, 6'1", 190 pounds. Last year, he was all Ohio Valley Conference first team. Very smart, attacks the ball at the highest point, covers a lot of ground, has fundamental qualities. So he uses his hands, he tackles well. He's not out there trying to always hit to blow somebody up. His whole goal is to bring someone down. He's very quick, good speed, solid leaping ability. This young man has some ups. That's what we term using basketball. Very confident, and he has swag. He finished last year with 58 tackles, led his team, and solo tackles, and solo tackles was 42. Had 4 interceptions, including 11 pass defenses, and he did all this in 9 games. And the last person to round out the defensive back, Jameer Chin from Southern Illinois, 6'3", 212 pounds. He is a preseason All-American third team. High football IQ, very athletic, good speed and hands, aggressive when he needs to, very patient, physical, has solid closing speed. He finished last year with 55 tackles and 3 interceptions, including 10 pass defenses. Now, this round up the show for Locker Talk. Next week, we're going to wrap everything up as far as for the linebackers and defensive front. So we're going to wrap up with those guys that's going to be the bulk of that front line that teams have to get past. And we're going to touch on what happened with the guys with the regional combine for week three, and then getting a little bit of stuff dealing with week four. But next week, we're going to wrap up the outlets, wrapping up with the linebackers and defensive front. This is Locker Talk on the Bassett News Radio Network, where you hear about NFL stars of tomorrow. And if you guys have any questions during the course of the week, or if there's somebody thought I forgot about, then shoot me a message directly on Twitter at Locker_Report or TV Sports, start with the number 2. Instagram, LockReport100. Facebook, LockReport.com, or simply shoot me a message via email at BarryBarnes@Locker-Report.com. Everyone stay blessed. Enjoy week three. You know I will. Enjoy your family. Love all your loved ones. Be safe. Have a great one.